Hello, this is Daniel at Morning Espresso, where I discuss what it's like to be a freelance web designer. I will discuss funny and some sad stories, but they are real life stories and great lessons, hopefully that you can learn from my mistakes. Today's show is sponsored by WP Cypedia, my favorite sport company, which offers hosting, security, performance, updates, and even monthly reports. Check them out. They're going to be located on my sponsor page. Now back to today's topic. Balance. Work balance. It's always an interesting thing that we talk about. A lot of people don't quite get the nature of how to get great work balance. And when I talk about work balance, I'm talking about the ability to set aside time for yourself, and the ability to set aside time for your family. And of course, naturally, the ability to make sure that you're having enough time to get all your projects done. I think about when I first started in business, I didn't have much work balance support because what tended to happen was I just focused on working. I spent a lot of time working. Sometimes I would spend 80 to 90 hours a week working. 10, 11 hour days were very normal for me. Tend to have get up at 6 o'clock and took and started working, dropped the kids off to school, back to work, work through lunch, picked the kids up, a few conversations with them, and back to work and look up. And sometimes I didn't close down the computer until, you know, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, and then got back up 6 o'clock the next day. And truly was not really happy. Didn't have a great balance. And what I found was I wasn't as successful because I was pretty tired. I didn't have that great work balance. And so one of the things I did was I started incorporating things to get some balance, spend some time with the family. Whether it was going out to a weekly activity such as our faith-based organization and getting our spirituality together. Whether it was just having a day where we went out and kind of enjoyed ourselves, went to a sporting event, went to the museum, just kind of hung out. Sometimes we just went to the park, hung out and played frisbee. It's funny how sometimes we as adults think that we need to do really expensive things to have fun with our kids. And sometimes kids just want to spend some time with mom and dad. And so I found that out the hard way, and now that I've incorporated into my daily schedule, spending some time with my significant other, my wife, you know, date night. And again, sometimes we think that we got to take and go out to a movie or go to an expensive concert, but sometimes it's not so. You know, sometimes it's just sitting there and talking, enjoying a favorite book together, you know, just, you know, hanging out. So, you know, I started doing a lot of that. But one of the most important things that I started doing is I started incorporating some Daniel time. You know, I would take in for completion of a project, I would take like 5% of that project. And I'd take some time and go out and play a round of golf. Or sometimes I'd run to and check out a movie that I might wanted to see. Sometimes I just took and just hung out with myself, you know, and just went to Barnes and Nobles and grabbed me a good book and got me a Starbucks and just took and read it and enjoyed myself for a couple hours. So it's really, really important to me to get that balance. And the balance has really tremendously helped me to be successful. Hopefully, if you're a newbie or new to the entrepreneurial world, or if you're a web designer or in the creative world, that you're finding some balance for yourself. I know we tend to think that the lack of time of working is benefit or is the detriment of our being successful. But sometimes, you know, just that good work balance can keep you mentally ready for the next project. And like I always say, all projects are not for you. Some of them are just for someone else. So the one who tries to get every project sometimes finds themselves mentally taxed and will allow you to get that next great project. Hope this message was a great one for you. I look forward to seeing you guys next Monday and hope you enjoy. Thanks, and again, talk to you in a week.